Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hiya, it is the Redmen Bite Size Podcast. I'm Chloe Bloxham and I'm here to round up today's LFC news. And to start us all off then, it is pre-season training day 4 and the Reds are pretty much all back, with the exclusions of Harvey Elliott and Curtis Jones, who obviously after their recent success with winning the under-21s Euros this weekend, they're not back, but the rest of the squad should be. There's already videos out there of Alexis McAllister. Szoboszlai has just being seen in the AXA training centre. Alison Becker last night posted a little thing on his Instagram saying goodbye to his family that he was coming back to do pre-season. But most of the big lads should be back. There's videos of Virgil out there, Mo Salah, who looks ripped and ready to be back once again. There's even Kostas Tsimikas, who is back and is very happy that he's, you know, reunited with Mo Salah. But it's good to see him back. There is some transfer rumours over whether he will be going this season or not. But as of now, he has returned to pre-season training. He looks happy, and let's see how all of them get on. We've spoken about two of the new players there, McAllister being one of them. There is a video out right now on Liverpool's Twitter after him getting his first Klopp hug. Klopp looks absolutely delighted, as you do, to see Alexis McAllister in the red of Liverpool, but in this case, in the training kit. And let me tell you, he's got quite a number of names that he needs to remember here, because there was just a video of him basically being introduced to half of the staff. And there was about 10 staff members, and he's going to have to learn so many names, not just the footballers there. He was with Mo Salah for a little bit. He was sat on his own and until Klopp came up to him. But yeah, good to see that Alexis is back in training. Obviously, he did have a little bit of a holiday after going with Argentina to play some friendlies. And on the other hand, we've also got, you know, Szoboszlai back. We haven't seen much of him yet in the training videos. It has basically just been him walking down a corridor. But he's back, his first day training at Liverpool as well. So hopefully later on today, we get some good videos of them training, of them having a laugh, of seeing all the senior players back. I'll go through the players that are reporting back for duty today. We've got Trent, we've got Alisson Becker, Luis Diaz, Cody Gakpo, Jordan Henderson, Diogo Jota, Callaher, Konate, McAllister, Robertson, Salah, Szoboszlai, Kostas, Virgil. So they're the players that are back. We've obviously already got the likes of Darwin Nunes, Joe Gomez, Fabinho, Matip already back, who have been there for the first 3 days, maybe a pre-season. And also a Calvin Ramsey, who does join Preston. I want to say it's on the 15th, but he's been with us for a couple of days and will continue to do so before he does go on loan to Preston. So yeah, we've got pretty much the entire team back. And it's great to see. It's gone quite fast. Liverpool play their first game. I'm pretty sure it's next Wednesday, the 19th. So they've got a week of training, a week to get back up to fitness. And then we'll hopefully be seeing them in a football game. Who knows who'll be starting, because the youngsters will also be starting as well. Stefan Bajetic, a name I haven't mentioned, is back. He was doing some work outside, on the outside pitches. I'm not sure where he is up to in terms of training and where he is in terms of his injury, but he is reported back for duty and he was there, I'm pretty sure, on the first day, so that's good to see. Hopefully we'll get him back. But yeah, it's gone quite fast. I'm looking forward to seeing quite a lot of players, obviously the two new lads. I want to hopefully see Liverpool sign a couple more players who will join us in pre-season. But I'm excited to see the likes of Darwin Nunes and his progress and things like that. And yeah, hopefully we'll have a couple more videos of seeing the lads back in training before they do play the first game of pre-season. Moving on then, let's go to some transfer news. David Lynch was starting with, and he said that Jordan Henderson is not in talks over a Steven Gerrard reunion at Al Etifak. I want to say that's how you say it. Even if it is not for a reunion with Gerrard, the chances of the 33-year-old making a move to Saudi Arabia this summer currently appears slim. There has been quite a lot of rumours going around that Thiago and Jordan Henderson could potentially be on the radar for some Saudi Arabian clubs. It seems like Thiago still at the moment is the most likely to go with the two. Jordan Henderson, not so much, and you can understand reasons why, with him being Liverpool's captain, him having longer on his contract as well. And Thiago is one which I think it's still open. I don't think any decision has been made yet with Thiago. We spoke to Neil on Journo Insight, and he said, you know, it was open. Nothing had happened yet, but I think we'll have to wait and see with what happens with Thiago. If we could get a decent amount of money for him, I'd sell him because he is a luxury. He is a player who isn't fit for the majority of the season. He is an incredible footballer, and with only a year left on his contract, potentially we could get some money for him. But yeah, at the moment, both of them are back in training. You've seen Jordan Henderson do loads of stuff to get ready for pre-season, and Thiago did report back at the AXA a couple of days ago. So they both are with us at the moment. Let's see what happens. As for David Lynch, he believes that, you know, Jordan Henderson will be staying put and that he will not be going to Saudi Arabia. Thiago a bit more open, but at the moment he's still very much a Liverpool player and there's nothing concrete in it. So let's see what happens with them.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Moving on then to another transfer, and this one is a player who Liverpool were linked with at the beginning of the summer window opening, and that is Mickey van der Ven. Romano tweeted maybe yesterday, I think it was, the final decision on a new centre-back will depend on asking prices and negotiations with Leverkusen and Wolfsburg. They are in for Tapsoba. They are still considering him as a target, but no official bid yet. And they'll continue for both Tapsoba and Van der Ven this week. Romano went on to say that Tottenham are now in advanced talks with Wolfsburg for Mickey van der Ven, told the agreement between clubs is really close. So it looks like Liverpool target at the beginning of the season, and whether we were really interested in the lad or if Liverpool were just being linked with him because everyone knows we need a centre-back and we might have looked at him. Either way, that target looks like he's on the way to Spurs. A bid right now, I don't think, is being put through. I think they're still trying to, you know, negotiate a decent fee. But it looks like Mickey van der Ven is going to Spurs. Liverpool, I don't know whether they lose out on him because it all depends if we were really interested in him. But it is a target that we were linked with, and now he will be playing for a rival, let's say, in the sense of, you know, who knows where they'll be this summer, but we beat them to a Champions League in 2019. They have finished in the top four quite a lot. Obviously not last year, but neither did we. So yeah, Mickey van der Ven looks like he's off to Spurs, and potentially Tapsoba is going to go with him. So Spurs are really getting the deals done at centre-half. I'm pretty sure Sanchez has gotten a couple of bids, Davinson Sanchez, that is, and he looks like he might be out the club. So they are bringing in some decent players. But, you know, I'm guessing he wasn't that much of a target because I feel like Liverpool could have won this race quite easily for Mickey van der Ven. And the fact that, you know, Spurs are very much having it all their own way makes me believe that we're not as interested as everyone believed we were at the beginning. Moving on then to the final bit of news that came out last night, and that is Mo Salah potentially being torn away from Liverpool to go to the Olympics next summer. Obviously, this season, the season upcoming, Salah will be at the AFCON tournament January and February. He'll miss a handful of games, like he has done previously for us. I'm pretty sure last time he went, him and Sadio got to the final, and Sadio ended up winning. So this is not new news for us, but it will happen once again this January and February. However, the big news coming out from last night was next summer when the Olympics kick off, Egypt's manager is exploring the option of having Salah in their squad as one of their over-aged players. I think in the Olympics you're allowed so many under the age of, I'm going to say 22, 23, I've got no idea. But you're allowed a handful of players, a couple of players who are above age, which is why Neymar, I'm pretty sure, went with Brazil a couple of years ago. And it looks like Egypt are very much trying to get Salah to be in their Olympic game squad. What does that mean then? Well, it basically means any player involved in that, it will miss part of pre-season and the early matches of the 24-25 season, which is not this August, it's the August after. It's not this season, it's the next season. Egypt will try and take him to the Olympics, but will have to wait on Liverpool's stance. I think Liverpool do get a say in this, from a very, you know, biased stance. I do not want him going to the Olympics at all. We need him. And bear in mind, there's talks that he might not be here next season because of the contract that he's on. I think he'll only have a year left then. Who knows? But yeah, it looks like Egypt really want him as one of their main players, let's be honest, the main player, to try and drag them to an Olympic, I want to say gold, but I'm not sure they'll get there. An Olympic medal, let's put it that way. We really will have to see the developments on this because Liverpool will have a say. I'm hoping at this moment that Liverpool is saying absolutely no, we need him for the season. But Salah is always one of them who loves and adores his country, which is perfectly fine. And he'll want a say in it as well. So let's see what happens. But yeah, that's been all for today's Bite Size. Before I do go, though, I am going to once again mention the Bobby documentary that we've got out. Bobby Best in the World. The first episode is free on YouTube now. All episodes and exclusive interviews with the likes of Jordan Henderson, Adam Lallana, Lucas Leiva and more are available to stream now ad-free on redmenplus.com. And bear in mind, you've got episode 2 and 3 also on Redmen Plus. So go and binge watch it. Have a lovely Tuesday night watching all three parts of the Bobby Firmino Best in the World documentary. And I've got a little code for you. If you use the code Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, all in capitals, you get 50% off a Captain yearly subscription. So go and do that. And also, if you'd like to partner with a little book, we've also came out today with our Bobby Firmino book. It is on redmenmerch.com and you can pre-order it today right now. So whilst you're waiting for your book to come in the mail, go and watch the Bobby Firmino documentary. But yeah, nice one for listening. All the best and up the Reds.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.